When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. Presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. 888-24-LAW-24. Bite back. And for everyone who's been asking me, I am not going to be stepping into the role as co-CEO of WWE. Just for everyone asking me, it would be a dream job. But I'm not looking for that.
So it's Nick Khan, that's it.
I'm going to let Nick just do the job. Right. For everyone asking me, I think I'm gonna.
Now, I wanted to. I didn't know you were going to start with this wrestling line. So that walk that McMahon does.
Yeah, no chance in hell. Sure.
Is that his first or Conor McGregor's?
His.
So McGregor stole it from him.
Absolutely.
Oh,
that's
really?
that's a no. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, McGregor absolutely stole the Vince walk.
The Vince walk is tremendous.
It's a very. If you've never seen it before, I mean, I don't know if you've used social media. It's used quite often, especially this week.
Right.
But it's very entertaining. The no chance in hell dance, if you will.
Is that what it's called?
No, well, his song is called No Chance in Hell.
Right. And which I thought his chance of coming back.
And apparently you were
there
wrong.
There was a chance.
There was definitely a chance. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
When Terry Francona had hair, he was hot.
And to Michael.
Gabe Kapler's a handsome man, and he's cut.
And to Michael.
My boobs became huge after I drank my dad's beer while naked. See, I don't think that's fair to use that. I read a headline that you asked me to read. I didn't say it on my own. That, you know what? Delete that from the system.
No.
I don't want that. No, that shouldn't be played.
I was going to name it a segment. I think we're going to do that once a day.
Hold on, Don.
It was a New York Post headline that you made me read.
Don, but that's the point. He had too much trust in the New York Post. Don, did I tell him it was crazy? I set it up.
Yeah.
I said, you're willing to read whatever they say, right? You said yes. You chose to read it.
But I don't want to be played over and over ad infinitum.
I think it gets the death penalty. It's not eligible for drop madness.
But by the way, that would go against other criteria.
Did you read the story? Was there any truth to it?
I don't think so. But there are other drops, Don. Some of Michael's most famous drops are him reading tweets.
Yeah, but those are
tweets.
But
that's on his own. You set him up.
You set me up here.
But he did it on his own volition. I explained what it was. You had faith in your paper, and they led you to something very strange.
Remove it right now, Anthony. Remove it. My boobs became huge after I drank my dad's beer while naked.
I don't think it should be removed. I would enjoy hearing it again. I don't think it should be eligible
for drop madness.
For drop madness.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. That's interesting. It's an interesting take. All right, let's say.
By the way, sponsors lining up for drop madness.
It's coming.
I'm hearing that.
Yeah, I'm hearing
that. We're
only
2 months away.
That's only 6 years of it. Pretty good.
This is the year.
Yeah.
Making a splash.
That's pretty good for us, though.
Good evening.
it's not a reflection on the product.
Good evening to Michael and myself. I'm debating saying something because I feel like I'm going to get shouted down. And you're going to call me stupid.
Well, we think you are anyway, so go. That's rude. I shouldn't say that.
Good evening to Don.
Motley Crue to me is stripper music.
Good evening to myself. I do want to say, though, I also hate him. And to Michael and myself again.
Bochy's no oil painting. He also has a huge head.
Hey, pot. Kettle.
Too long.
And lastly, good evening to Dave.
Sklar Thompson came in, or whatever his name is.
See, I recuse myself from this.
Listen, don't worry. I'm fine. Okay.
No, you're going to have a big story in the Post.
Promises or anything.
You're going to have a big story in the Post, and you're attacking another host.
Well, we're not calling for his job. We're okay.
Now, if I take it to the next level and I say, if you don't go to reading classes,
right,
you should lose your job. And a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and make a phone call right now. I don't know who I'd call.
I never said I was making a phone call. I said I could.
You said the phone, but I don't even have good numbers in my phone.
A lot of the guys that you had in power positions, they're gone. You've lost a lot of your phone calls.
I did?
Yeah.
Who are you referring to?
The guy you spoke to about yesterday.
Brock Huard.
Yeah, Brock Huard. All right. I don't know if you guys are aware, the Giants have a playoff game this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
what?
Yeah, they do. And Daniel Jones is excited about making the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think it means a lot. I think it means a lot to all of us, a lot of guys who've been here
Where's
these
your
past
Snapchat,
few years.
Don?
And to be on the other side of it is means a lot. But it's about what we do now from this point on and how we handle this opportunity, how we prepare, and ultimately how we play, how we execute on Sunday. So, you know, we're certainly, you know, happy we are where we are, but there's a lot more, you know, we got to do a lot more work left for us.
It's insane. He is Eli.
Now, he's Eli, but I was thinking about this during that cut. Let's say it all comes together for him like it did like Eli, and they make a run, and someday Jones wins a Super Bowl, and he becomes Eli Manning on the field. Could you ever see Daniel Jones hosting Saturday Night Live?
No.
Doing a Manning cat?
I don't think that's
it. Now, I don't know how I felt about Eli at the time, but like towards the end, you kind of sense that he had a second career. But I'm trying to think about how we felt about him in like 05, 06, 07.
When he was on the air with us, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I didn't live here then, and so I didn't hear his weeklies, sadly. On the outside, I thought he, you guys know, I used to say he had his derp face. Every time they showed him, he was like this, derp. I never thought Eli had a personality. Now I think he's incredible.
I think he's funnier than Peyton.
He's funnier and I think more charismatic than Peyton. It's pretty
today?
Incredible. And they're both very good.
I think it was Monday. Kimmel's monologue. They joked around and had the Manning cast during his monologue. And Eli and Peyton were very funny.
Oh, I'd like I don't to know see if you saw that.
It. Yeah, it was actually pretty cool.
Now I just came up with this as you were talking. I have a new nickname for Daniel Jones.
Eli Manning?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be a headline.
You know what? I like it because it's got Eli, but it's got a twinge of
love
Eli. Eli Elite.
Yeah.
You know what? I really like it. Well, good for you.
And by the way, this
is almost like Donnie baseball level.
Yeah.
There you could be.
By the way, Michael, at this point
this
in time.
This pushes me away from retirement when I come up with lines like that.
Michael now strikes such fear into the heart of producers at this radio station that Anthony really did remove the drop from my page. It's gone.
That's a smart move.
Good
it's
job there,
a
Ant.
Smart move.
I saw the phone in his hand, right. Anthony. You got to watch out. The text was getting ready to get sent.
I was looking down at my phone. I was very nervous.
He didn't want a Barstool podcast entitled Anthony Pusing.
That's what would have happened next. All right, Daniel, would you be nervous on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly get, you know, you get excited, you get, you know, some nerves going into a game. And, yeah, I expect to have some of that for sure. I think we all do. But, you know, once you get there, once you settle in and start playing, it's what we've been doing. It's about executing and doing our job. So, you know, I think that's a big thing.
Eli
Manning.
Or Eli Jones.
It is hard to say, though, like, someone saying, who was it, Jordan? Ronan saying, well, you can't really judge a playoff game. I mean, look at what Eli did in his first playoff game. Such vastly different circumstances. And like I said, guys, is there a quarterback in history you can compare to Eli Manning?
No, it's very odd.
Who else in history that you watched? You watched them,
just went to another level?
You watched them for 16 games, and I'm telling you right now, as an opposing fan, struck no fear into my heart. None. Eli, okay, cool. I was scared of playing Donovan McNabb. I was more scared of playing Tony Romo. And then you get to the playoffs, and the guy's a stone-cold killer.
That's why.
He's very unique.
His Hall of Fame candidacy is fascinating.
Yeah. But he is, ultimately, even with what I just said, he is a Hall of Famer because of
his
runs.
But that gets exact. You look at his regular season numbers. They were not. I think the narrative is he was a pedestrian regular season quarterback.
No, he was good.
He was good. He went to a Pro Bowl. He threw for 4,000 yards. Again, and also look at the era, too. I don't think the numbers match today. But, you know, back in the mid-2000s, those were really good numbers. But then
he just,
and in two playoff years, because you can't even say, well, that he would hit another level in the postseason. There were two postseason runs.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
That right.
Ian Rappaport,
it's all it takes.
Of the NFL Network.
Sure.
Is reporting that the Jets and offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur have agreed to part ways.
That's the right.
So did
you think LaFleur suggested it? He was like, "Hey guys, you know what? I was thinking, I don't know if it's me or you, but I'd like to leave."
I think Woody and Buzz Lightyear suggested it.
Or is it LaFleur, you know, reading the room, knowing Woody wanted him gone, Sala was going
to
stand
and
by him.
And he wanted to save and he Sala's said, job.
Robert, this is not going to work out for you. If they want me gone, you're going to end up going down in flames. I'll make it easier. I'll step aside. Find somebody else.
Now
don't
it's
go down in flames
Schefter,
with me.
Schefter also has it.
Well, Schefter said it? Yep. Now it's real. I only care when Florio says it.
No, not Schefter doesn't.
Just kidding, I know. That was the joke.
I got it.
LaFleur, LaFleur, Eshkoshka.
No, so who is Mike the Jets' LaFleur. Offensive coordinator now?
I don't. You know who's available? Scott Turner. You interested?
Oh, boy. It's time for the gangrene report.
Cliff Kingsbury?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for what report?
The gangrene report.
Oh, that is the... Yeah. That was well, just getting was. The spot. Just, there it is. Whoop. Good job. How did you get that
Rich in? Rich Cimini now has it.
Well, there you go. I now have it.
No, no. You said you want to do it. You said
gangrene. Well, how about this? Teams have inquired about LaFleur's availability in recent days, and the Jets have allowed him to pursue those opportunities, according to a source. Unless it's a head coaching job, he's not going to get another offensive coordinator job, right?
Well, he could now if he left the Jets.
Yeah, I understand, but who's getting him? Getting him for that job off these 2 years?
You know what? People who think that Zach Wilson really stinks, and think the guy had no chance, and I liked what he did with the first half of the season. He managed to pull something together. He has Mike White and Zach Wilson.
So the guy in Houston was right.
That's right. Just a little. He was too early.
Well, speaking of your gangrene report, Mike Tannenbaum, who was the star of today's show.
Oh, he was fourth host today.
If it was like a hockey game, he's the number one star. Here's Mike T. Can Zach Wilson be fixed?
Yes, he is, but he has to earn it every day. He doesn't need to go to some freaking quarterback coach in California and run drills in the sand. He needs to be in Florham Park, New Jersey, every single day, earning the trust and confidence of his coaches and teammates. And that starts like now. Like, I'll give you 10 days off, but on February 1st, you're in this building every day, and he's lost the benefit of the doubt, but you can earn it back. Coaches, GMs, players, they're selfish. They want to be with people that can help them win. If he can convince that organization that he's the guy that can help them win, he can stick around.
The great Mike Tannenbaum, by the way, you can hear him right here on 98.7 every single Sunday for New York's Game Day.
It's a great show.
With Anita Marks and Matthias Kiwanuka.
I like Mike. I'm only kidding, but we were excessive with his sound today.
Yeah, but you don't just like him. You consider him a friend.
I consider him a friend. Yeah, I need a response.
You know what I say?
Please, Peter, I want you to do one thing. I never ask for anything.
Okay.
Please, on Friday when we have him, remind me to ask him if he thinks Don's a friend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, I'll remind you.
Well, I mean, you can ask him.
You know what I say about Mike? Sometimes I dream that he is me. You know what I mean? Like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
That's riveting.
I went back to
thank you.
Text history.
That was for the younger listeners.
Did you ever text him?
I always text him.
But did you say, are we friends?
No, because that's just...
And Michael, when Don gets the response, new phone, who dis?
No, I don't... No, but I have I've texted with him when I've had a question. Times I did shows on by myself or with Peter, and we needed to get him on or something, and he's always responded. I don't know if he'd consider me a friend, but I think acquaintance for sure.
You said friend anyway.
He's my friend.
I don't have a known.
I'm not making any kind of assumptions how he feels about me. I'm guessing that he 50, thinks
50 years from now, you meet your final call.
That thank you.
All right. Is he there at the funeral? I don't think he even thinks about it, if he's alive.
That's a tough one. Would I go to his? I'm not sure.
Wait, you wouldn't go to his funeral.
I don't think, unless it was convenient, like if it was someplace where I knew.
Yeah, and
I
was if it in, was at like Bennigan's.
No, if I felt like I was comfortable, like the swing, like, you know, you don't just
it was by, if it was a gypsy pond behind
yes.
Glitzes.
No! If they put him out on a boat and set him on
in
fire.
In gypsy pond?
Right. Yep. If it's convenient, I'll go to the funeral. Have you ever heard words like that?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Name a few people in the business. I'll tell you if I'd go to their funeral. Go ahead, Michael.
In the business.
Yeah.
Dave Rothenberg.
Absolutely. And I not only would I go, I'd be heartbroken before moving in on Sherry.
Interesting. Rick DiPietro.
Yes.
Alan Hahn.
Yes. Yes, of course. You're naming all people to station.
Yeah. Yeah. Ebro.
Come on. Yes. Yeah, these are boring.
He'll speak.
All right, Dan Orlovsky.
No.
Mike Tannenbaum.
No.
Steve Young.
You know, I don't think I'd be invited.
Don't get invited to funerals.
Well, no, you kind of. That's what I was saying with Tannenbaum. If Tannenbaum is, I don't know if it's going to be like a wake where you kind of just swing by.
Of course,
I think that there's.
And what a spread they're going to have. What a spread they're going to have. Trust me, I know. Tannenbaum's from Newton, Massachusetts. Trust me. Yo. Jewish guy from Newton, Massachusetts. Delicious spread. Bagels, cream cheese, galore.
What they call the repast. You're going to swing by the repast.
Steve Young.
Sit down. And,
Steve Young, if I was told about it.
Yes.
Would you fly to San Francisco?
No.
You'd drive to Greenwich, though.
Correct.
Robin Lumberg.
Absolutely. I'd be heartbroken and really? I'd be there. I love Robin. Sure. I've known him since college. Yeah. I'd be sad too.
DJ Juanito.
Yes. Of course. You're naming people I work very closely with. What day of the week?
This is not a great list.
Yeah.
Come on. You're come missing up with the point. Something.
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith.
Listen,
really?
If Stephen A. Smith.
We went to his mom's funeral. Why wouldn't we go to his?
You guys absolutely would. But here's the thing. If Stephen A. found out that, God forbid, I croaked.
One of them boys.
Would he really say, and where exactly is and them boys' funeral?
Looking in the open.
You know, if he showed up and they said, Stephen, oh my God, the great Stephen A. Smith is here. Will you say a few words about Peter? And he'd feel obligated to get there and go, let me tell you something about Michael Don and them boys.
By the way, we're going to have Rich Cimini on at 6:30, which really makes you end the ENN on time.
Did he write a book?
No, he broke the story.
We're getting Cimini on?
Oh, a 6:30 guest, yeah.
Come on. That deserved better, Peter.
I loved it. I loved it. I'm respecting
it. Hey, by the way, Josh from New York won a $200 gift card from Omaha Steaks in the Super Box Bonanza. And by the way, you're going to love it. Omaha Steaks, the food is just delightful and delicious.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Out. I don't think so.
He is not going to be playing this weekend, guys. He's officially out. Here's Mike McDaniel's update on the Dolphins.
Tua has not been cleared by doctors to resume football activities on the field with his teammates. So because of that and because of the time that he's missed, I can rule him out for Sunday. Teddy is still working his way back. His biggest thing is he knew that he had to be in a position where he had to be fully functional on Sunday.
Did someone just pass Mike the Bubonge?
I'm just saying, he had a little sound to
like he just sucked out helium, too.
He had a little Hey Seattle.
I heard more like, hey, man, we'll play the best we can, bro.
Would you go to Steve Brzezinski's funeral?
Ooh.
No. All due respect, Steve.
How about Danny from Long Island?
No. I really appreciate. Listen, I know.
Well, this is the perfect one because Michael and I were committed to go.
And he wasn't going to go.
Harry and Englewood Cliffs.
So I wanted to go to Harry's service when I heard about it, but I wasn't available. I had a doctor's appointment.
No, that's fair.
We were going.
You were
going
to go.
We were going, and then it got shut down.
I wrote back immediately, and I said, I'm not going to be able to do it. I have an appointment that was hard to get that I need to keep. But
and it did,
I love
they
Harry.
Ended up postponing it. So they're going to do it, I think, closer to what would have been his 100th birthday in June. But it was going to be in Fairlawn. It was very close. Go visit my mom. I had all day planned.
So Ryan Hurley had a good point. With Tannenbaum, would you sit Shiva for him?
Great point. You know what? I might.
You wouldn't.
Well,
why?
What do I have to do?
You just have to sit.
I'm not familiar
with
it.
You sit on a box. And they feed you.
I mean, I feel... No,
you don't sit on a box?
Yeah, you sit on a box if you sit in Shiva, right?
What do you mean sit on a box?
You're not supposed to use furniture. You cover up the windows.
Yeah, but I've been to Shivas. I mean, how religious are these people? You're just sitting on the couch.
You know why?
You're sitting around, you're eating M&Ms, you're talking, you're going, Mike T, man, what a guy.
This is a very morbid conversation. I consider him a friend. You can ask him. I think I'm at least acquaintance status on his side. But how I feel about him has nothing to do with how he feels about me. Well, I consider him a friend.
So then you have to go to his funeral.
That's right. Yeah, you're going. And by the way, I just keep thinking about, and here lies and them boys. That would be it. And them boys, July 23rd, 1979.
Wow. Bart Scott.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I think everyone from the station, I feel obligated.
Everyone?
Yeah. No, seriously, everybody at the station.
There's people the station that I would celebrate if
would
they
you go to Brownshire's?
Of course.
But will you celebrate also?
No, I like Brownshire.
Oh, my God. Turns over to leave.
No, I pity him.
You feel sorry for him?
Yeah.
How about an unnamed morning show producer?
It would really hurt my feelings if he did. I would definitely go to his funeral.
Oh, my God. Well, this is touching. I feel like this has been a full circle moment. That'll do it for ENN. It's presented by D'Agostino & Associates, the injury firm. Almost 35 years of getting accident victims every dollar they deserve. Offices throughout New York and New Jersey. 888-24-LAW-24. D'Agostino, bite back. Had other stuff to get to, but we're going to talk to the great Rich Cimini about what happened here with Mike LaFleur.
Justin Craig.
Yes.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah. Ryan Hurley.
Of course.
All right. Rich Cimini.
I know.
You would not go to Rich.
Wow. By the way, I'm excited to talk to Rich next.
But you would not go to his funeral.
I would not go to his funeral.
All right. So we'll ask Rich about that. And also, LaFleur is gone. Why? That's coming up on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
All right, guys. Let me tell you about my friends over at Bath Fitter. They did my bath. Did an amazing job. Customized it for my needs. It's process easy. One installer. Done in as little as a day. No demolition needed, which keeps costs down. And Bath Fitter is a permanent solution, not a cover-up, not a Band-Aid. And a lifetime guarantee for as long as you own your home. 38 years in business, over 2 million happy customers just like me. For a limited time, get no interest, no payments for 12 months. Start designing your bath today like I did at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.